Nick Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
I had my first bit of culture shock within half an hour of arriving on the continent. I was on a bus heading into downtown Tunis, actually trying to get into the Medina, the oldest part of town. There I was, sitting with my huge backpack between my legs, staring out the bus window. The anxiety of arrival drugging my senses, making everything slightly unreal. Suddenly, a young man dropped into the seat beside me. I did not turn to see who it was. Despite my dreadlocks, I thought that if nobody saw my face, I would, somehow, remain inconspicuous. But when I felt his arm along my back, I could not help it. I jerked my head around. The boy was unmoved by me. I realized that what he had done was as natural to him as crossing his legs. He had merely stretched his arm along the chair beside him. I rolled my eyes at my own reaction, thinking this would never happen in the West. In Canada, as in the Caribbean, both places that I have lived, men are a lot more possessive of their personal space, and they will only allow women to enter that space, largely because physical intimacy is regarded as a fundamentally sexual act. All over Africa, there is a far more casual attitude towards physical intimacy. I've sat through countless bus rides with men leaning over my lap or resting on my shoulder. Eventually, I got to the stage where I told myself, "Nick, unless it hurts, you will probably survive. Relax." Why should we in the more industrialized countries have such a heightened sense of person or space? Because in Africa and other less industrialized cultures, the community is still a system of survival. Notions of separateness and individual ownership are only now taking root. They could not afford that before. For instance, I was soon to learn that in Tunisia, people will walk up to you and freely drink from your bottle of mineral water. This is the law of the desert. Water is meant for everyone. For many travelers, this took some getting used to. What I thought was really interesting is what a luxury it would be to relax and let people touch me. It is an interesting irony, like a princess who disappears among the masses to get out of her castle. If only they knew, would they understand? Still, it took me a few weeks to not look at two men holding hands and wonder. I figured it must be much easier for gay men in an environment like this. But this, I realized, was not the case. Gay men are not very good for the perpetuation of the community. They are characteristically frowned upon. It was funny, the way that arm around my back became like a gentle nudge into the psyche of Africa. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.